Today's episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast is brought to you by FreshBooks. To see how FreshBooks can save you time and boost your creativity, go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter Accidental Creative in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Hey everyone, welcome to the Axon Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am your host. Where do you go when you need ideas? Where do you look? Or maybe a better question is, how do you collect those little tidbits of ideas and insights and sparks of inspiration that you inevitably encounter throughout the course of your day? I think many of us think, well, I'll just kind of file those away in my head, right? I'll just keep them, or maybe we scribble them in a notebook, maybe in a journal or something, but we're not really keeping them in a place where we can go back and revisit them later and use them to potentially spark new kinds of ideas. Creativity at the heart of it is really just, as Steve Jobs said, connecting things. But in order to connect things, we need things to connect. So today I want to talk about a method I've been using for, probably 15 years now that's really helped me to ensure that I'm not allowing those little sparks of inspiration to be wasted. It's something called a commonplace book, and I'm going to share with you how it works, what it is, and how you can also start one in your own personal practice to help you come up with ideas more consistently when you need them under pressure. Before we dive into that, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by FreshBooks. So as a creative pro, you're in the business of turning clever ideas into customer value. That's what you do. The thing is that great ideas and great creative work takes time to cultivate. And running a business and doing creative work often don't mesh well, right? Sometimes when you're in the ins and outs of your business, you don't have the time necessary to be able to really generate great creative value. And that's where our sponsor, FreshBooks, can help you. FreshBooks is accounting software designed for creative professionals like you and like me. It's so easy to use, and you're going to save up to 16 hours a month on time-consuming admin and paperwork, which means more time to let your creativity flourish. FreshBooks is packed with time-saving features, like you can create and send branded invoices in about 30 seconds. You can set up ACH and credit card payments right on your invoices and get paid 2 times faster. You can snap photos of receipts from your phone to make managing expenses a million times faster. And when tax time rolls around, you can export tidy reports for expenses, invoice details, and sales tax to make working with your accountant an absolute breeze, maybe even a joy. So allocate more time to creating and let FreshBooks do all of that boring accounting and bookkeeping. Right now, I'm offering listeners a free 30-day trial of FreshBooks. No credit card required. All you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter Accidental Creative in the How Did You Hear About Us section. That's freshbooks.com/accidental and enter Accidental Creative in the How Did You Hear About Us section. And we are so thankful to FreshBooks for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. Okay, so the best ideas are typically not out of the blue revelations. And we all know this. I mean, listen, we're pros. We've been doing this for a while. We know that. They're most often the result of multiple existing ideas converging at the right place in the right time and yielding an insight. As Steven Johnson wrote about in his book, Where Good Ideas Come From, brilliant insights are typically the result of a slow hunch. They begin in obscurity, then they become more clear over time until a breakthrough occurs. Often we can see those ideas coming as we're moving toward them. We can start to begin to see some momentum. We begin to see some dots connecting, but we haven't quite hit the idea yet, but we're kind of circling all around it. That's most often how creative ideas occur. It's not this aha, wow moment. It's something that evolves over time. Well, we can put ourselves in dangerous intersections. By the way, that's where accidental creative comes from. That's the source of the phrase accidental creative, is putting yourself in dangerous intersections, places where ideas are likely to converge, to smash into one another, and to create something new. Those dangerous intersections, or those moments of serendipity, are where creative accidents are most likely to occur. And while there's no way to ensure that you will have breakthrough moments when you need them most, you can absolutely increase the likelihood by keeping those simmering ideas and inspirational stimulus in front of you consistently. By keeping those little bits, those little dots, those little things that you can connect in front of you and playing around with them and exploring them. And again, Steven Johnson talks about exploring the adjacent possible, right? Borrowing a term from evolutionary biology, exploring the adjacent possible. In other words, around a problem, playing in the periphery directly around a problem and putting things together and trying and experimenting and failing, that's where great breakthroughs most often come through. But in order to do that, you have to commit yourself to exploring those ideas and playing with them, keeping them in front of you. So one method that I've used for years and years and years, and has been utilized by others for generations, Ryan Holiday, for example, goes into great detail about how he uses something similar to a commonplace book. Austin Kleon, I know, has written about this as well. A commonplace book is a single place where you keep ideas, quotes, inspiring thoughts, and other potentially useful information for regular review and for potential repurposing. So my running commonplace book is, it used to be in a Midori Traveler's notebook. I kept a little notebook of quotes and ideas, and I would add to it. I would carry it with me everywhere I went. But I use an app called Notability on the iPad just because it's so easy to clip things and throw them in there. I can also handwrite, I can sketch, I can draw. So I have a running note in Notability. This is basically my commonplace book. It's my running ideas and commonplace book. And it's where I put quotes and ideas, and I clip images and I take photos of things, anything that's inspirational. I just throw it in there and put it in the same place, in the same note. And the reason I do that is because I want to have one place I go to where I keep all of my inspiring stimulus in that one place. So if I'm trying to solve a problem, if I'm working on a book, right, I don't have to go looking through a bunch of notes in different places scattered throughout notebooks in order to try to find what I'm looking for. No, it's all in one place. I keep them all right there. So here are just a few tips for keeping a useful commonplace book. The first one is keep only one and make it single purpose, right? Often people write ideas and quotes in line with their daily notes, with their grocery lists, you know, other daily marginalia. That's fine, but it's more difficult to review important insights and separate them from the minutiae. So instead of keeping a bunch, you know, keeping a journal where you like write inspiring quotes each day as you encounter them or whatever, I mean, that's fine, but then you have to go looking for them later. Keep a separate book that is just a collection of quotes, ideas, insights, hunches that you have. Hey, here's an idea I had. I don't know if it's useful for anything, but here's something that just popped in my mind today. Great. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to put it someplace. Oh, I had an outline for a potential project or a potential design insight that doesn't really have application right now. Great. Write it down. Keep it in your commonplace book. Put it in one place. Don't scatter it throughout different, you know, different forms, different notebooks, different places, because you're gonna have to go look for it later. The second principle is review it regularly. So because I keep my notebook with me everywhere, I am able to routinely pull it out on a flight, you know, while waiting for a meeting or, you know, over breakfast, and I can skim through my recently discovered quotes and ideas. And this is especially useful since I'm using, as I mentioned, Notability on the iPad, because it syncs up with my iPhone, it syncs up with my laptop. So anywhere I am, I can open my commonplace book and it's completely up to date. It's synced. I've got everything everywhere, and I can always just go through it, look at it, read it, review ideas, review insights. I have probably 5 or 6 books brewing in my commonplace book that I've not written yet, but these are, you know, books that haven't fully baked yet, but they're there. They're just ideas, outlines, insights. Okay. So review it regularly, pull it out routinely, look through it, you know, keep those ideas front of mind. You don't have to read the entire thing, but just open it up or just, you know, sort of flip through and look at it routinely for sparks of insight. Then use it when trying to generate ideas. So if you're stuck on a problem, pull out your commonplace book and see if anything sparks an insight. You'll be surprised how often you'll spot a pattern and something will click, or maybe something you wrote down 3 months ago in your commonplace book will suddenly have direct application to something you're working on right now. 2 weeks ago, it wouldn't have mattered, but now it matters greatly, and you'd completely forgotten about it because you'd written it months ago, but now it's completely relevant to what you're working on. It's surprising how often this happens. And then the final principle is don't be too selective. So if something connects with you, record it. If something inspires you, if it makes you laugh, right? If it makes you think, record it, put it down. You can always be more selective later about the ideas and insights that you transfer to a more permanent archive if you want to do that. But if something catches your attention now, just capture it, put it in there. You can always get rid of it later if you find, yeah, I have no idea why I thought this was useful. That's fine. But don't be too selective. You know, this is not, you're not archiving this for generations to come. You're not putting an archive together for your grandchildren to read. No, nobody's going to be reading this but you. It's just for you. What do you find interesting, useful, helpful in your own work? Don't be too selective. If it sparks something in you, any kind of response, put it in there. So those are the four principles. Keep only one, make it single purpose. Number two, review it regularly. Number three, use it when you're trying to generate ideas. It's really useful for that. And number four, don't be too selective. So with the increase of information that's crossing our attention span each day, it's easy to forget even the most impactful experiences. It simply is. Even those things that we think, oh, I'll never forget that. Well, we forget them 5 minutes later when something more interesting comes across our path. So make every effort to capture these insights, these sparks, these moments, because those are the dots that are going to be connected to create something super valuable later. Ensure that they become a valuable part of your creative process. So I encourage you to create a commonplace book. If you want more principles about this, just Google commonplace book. I guarantee you, you're going to find articles by people who keep one, insights, principles, you know, additional ways that you can use it to be valuable in your creative process. And some creative teams, frankly, I've encountered even keep a kind of a collective commonplace book, right? It's a place for them to collectively put all of their ideas and stimuli in a way that they can each use them to be valuable to one another in their creative process. So that might be something to explore with your team as well. Okay. Hey, I would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Subscribe to the newsletter at accidentalcreative.com/subscribe to get every episode as it's released. And we'll dive a little deeper into the topics as well. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time. Bye.